Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Right after a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your question, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. Today we're talking about Christians, hear me, Christians will determine the destiny of America in our next election. You didn't hear that incorrectly. It was a direct statement, an absolute pointed statement. May I broaden that? Christians, conservatives, and patriots will determine the destiny of America in the November election just a few short days from now. And as we talk about that, we need to understand we're making a statement based on the infallible, inspired Word of God. God's Word is the truth book. And every time we look at an issue, we talk about it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? How should we respond? God's Word is very clear. Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Ladies and gentlemen, our foundations are being eviscerated as we speak. The foundations of morals and ethics and values and our constitutional Bill of Rights are being eviscerated. There's a move today, major, flagrant, in-your-face move today, to Islamify and make communist the nation called America, United States of America. I watched this morning in curious dismay of the new prime minister in Great Britain, standing in front of the number 10 down street. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the seventh one in 10 years in the UK. He is prone to make a greater UK socialist communist nation than they've seen in any of the others. And yet he was applauded and encouraged in his endeavors. Some of his previous statements, some of his previous positions that have been discussed, and with his 8-minute speech this morning, he made it very, very clear that socialism is the agenda. And they have embraced it with open arms in the UK. London is already an Islamification of London without any turning back. And ladies and gentlemen, we see that movement today, not just in the UK, not just in other parts of the world, but there's a major movement today for America. The goal for America this year is to destroy, to undermine the very foundations that our nation's built on, to eviscerate our constitutional republic. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the very serious nature of the need for Christians to vote. Let me just simply say one other statement before we get further into the monologue. Every vote counts. Every vote, you've heard that. Some say, well, sure it does. Those machines, you put it in and it reverses my vote. You've heard that. Well, President Trump has just recently said, we've got evidence now, material now that were put in burn bags that didn't get burned, hidden away in the FBI building and the CIA, that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt, Trump's words, not mine, I embrace that statement, proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that the 2020 election was stolen. He's being mocked and laughed at and made fun of. But every vote counts. Let me give you an illustration. May I remind us, as we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples says, if you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. John 17:17, thy word is truth. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. As we look at truth, we must ask the question, what is truth? Jesus made a very clear statement, I am truth. So ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, the Word of God, does not just contain truth, it is truth, the ultimate of truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, it's the truth book. It is the progressive revelation of God to man. It is our being able to understand what God has done, what God is doing, and what God shall do. And ladies and gentlemen, it is the truth book. I tell everybody, as we look at what's happening citywide, countywide, statewide, globally, internationally, look at it through the prism of the Word of God. God's Word has the answer. God's Word is the roadmap for life. God's Word gives us directions as to what we should do and how we should live. And ladies and gentlemen, there are those that have said, well, God's word doesn't say thou shalt vote Democrat or Republican. No, it doesn't. But we're to take a stand for morals, ethics, and values, and that means vetting the candidates, making sure the right candidate goes in office. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. That's factually true today. It is a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we're in a quagmire in our nation over the question of truth. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's what God's called us to do. Stand on truth. Don't bow, don't bend. Without fear or favor, stand on truth. You'll have those that will remonstrate against it. You'll have those that will absolutely call you everything but a sane person. You'll have those that will reject it out of hand and try to modulate it, modify it, and some way take away from it. You can take a whole truth and make a half-truth out of it, and a half-truth is a whole lie. It's amazing today what people want to do with truth and how truth is treated. We're going to talk about that, about the vote today. We're going to look at illustrations and evidence of what's happening around the world and right here in America because of a lack of understanding of what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You might say, where is that? How can I find it? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. on the campus of Tools for Time. There's an identifier, a benchmark, on the campus of Tools for Time is a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a real illustration of every vote counts. Several years ago, my wife and I sat in the office of a freshly elected representative for the state of Florida right in Tallahassee. It was swearing-in day. We were there for the swearing-in ceremony. We were there for those that we had supported and were thankful to see them get elected. One of the ones was elected by two votes. Did you hear what I said? His election, he won the election, and there was a recount. He still won by two votes. Never will forget, we were sitting in his office having coffee and donuts early that morning. And I said to him, I said, you do realize that it was our two votes that put you in this office. He laughed. He said, you'd be surprised how many hundreds I've talked with says it was their vote that put me in office. It was a right comical scenario. Good man. I love the Lord. Conservative. But two votes put him in office. Two votes. This is the reason I'm saying today, the Christian vote will determine the destiny of America. Not just the destiny of our cities and states, but the destiny of America. In about 3 months, I think, down the road for the election. The primary is coming up on the 18th of August, a few days from now. But ladies and gentlemen, the vote counts. We have the privilege as Northern Nation. Now, Maduro, for example, just a few years back was elected in Venezuela. Supposedly 91% of the public voted for him. Listen, the same voting machines that said that he got 91% of the vote, and he did not. But the same voting machines were used in the 2020 election in America that says that Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Now, if you believe that, I'll sell you the Buckman Bridge. I'll dismantle it and reassemble it in your backyard free of charge. The bottom line is the truth is just now coming out about the election in 2020 where President Trump says it was stolen. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, elections do not always necessarily mean that the right party wins. I'm made to remember, I'm going to talk about this and then we'll open our telephone lines. In Numbers, the 13th chapter, the scripture says this in verse 1, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe, of every of their fathers, shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran, all those men that were heads of the children of Israel. So, ladies and gentlemen, there were 12 tribes. Each tribe, there was one man that was sent. And the scripture says in the 17th verse, And Moses sent them out to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, Get ye up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it shall be, the people that dwelleth there, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And the scripture continues, I won't read it all, but ladies and gentlemen, this is the story. 12 men, leaders, heads of their tribe, 12 men of renown, 12 men that were recognized as having wisdom, if you please, and authority, went into the land of Canaan. We call them, they went in, they were 12 spies, we call them. All 12 of them came back. All 12 of them saw the same thing. But each one of them had a different view of what they had seen, a different view of what they had witnessed, a different view of what they had experienced. 10 of those men said, there are giants in the land. There's no way we can win. We cannot go in and possess the land. Joshua and Caleb said, yes, we can. God said it. We believe it. we can possess the land. Ladies and gentlemen, so as a result of a vote, I called it the minority vote and the majority vote. As a result of the vote, 10 said we can't. Majority of the 12 were 10 said we can't possess the land. Never mind the fact God said you can. Never mind the fact God said that I'll give it, I've already given it to you. Never mind the fact that God promised the land to them. They disobeyed God. They disbelieved God. Disbelieved God's word. And as a result of that, suffered for 40 years wandering in the wilderness. And if you look at the wilderness journey, they were always, always, always just a few miles from entering into the promised land. But as a result of disobeying God, disbelieving God, they suffered for 40 years. Joshua and Caleb were correct. Joshua and Caleb were the minority vote. But the majority vote won. Listen, we cannot allow in America the majority vote to be that which would change America, cause America to be an Islamification nation, cause America to be a communist nation, allowing that to happen. Christians must vote. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again. In the 2016 election, 40 million Christians did not vote. The 2020 election, according to the Barna Report, 32 million Christians did not vote. Now, I don't know what those numbers were for 2024, but I'm here to tell you that I've talked with multitudes of people, and the mindset is, what's the use in voting? Our votes do not count. Our votes will be stolen. The socialists, Marxists, communists will put in whoever they want to anyway. Why should I vote? We cannot allow the mindset of defeatism and lethargy prevent us from voting. That's what we're talking about today. Christians will, hear me, not maybe, not possibly, Christians will determine the destiny of America. Will it be a constitutional republic continuing? Will it be a socialist Marxist agenda that wins? Will it be the majority vote, as with the Numbers 13, with the 12 spies going out, and only two saying, we can, because God said we could, we can do it? May that be our position today as we talk about voting. It was the U.S. House of Representatives, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, that emphasized the importance of America's biblical foundation, urging the nation to return to the values rooted in the Scripture. This is what he said. A longtime Christian has frequently spoken about the role of faith in public life. Johnson believes America's greatest need is not merely political or economic renewal, but spiritual renewal through Jesus Christ. His message echoes the biblical call for humility, repentance, seeking God during times of national uncertainty. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalms 33:12, he quoted. Ladies and gentlemen, love to hear from you today. 904-831-0917. Our telephone lines are open. We invite you to call. Join in the discussion. Christians will determine the destiny of America. Kenneth, thank you for calling. What's your question or comment, please?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much. I tell you, we got so many Christians, do-nothing Christians, should I say it like that. If they do not vote, our republic is gone. Mm-hmm. And these young people now that voted for Mandami in New York, now they see what they did, because I think it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, a prayer to Allah or whatever it is. And they have little young kids, and they're waking up in the morning, and they start crying. And I bet you they repent of what they did, but they are socialists. You have Democrats right now want to turn this into a socialist society. And if you're a Democrat, you are an idiot. If you do not understand what's really happening, this is spiritual warfare. But if you don't understand, and if you vote Democrat, you are an idiot to me. please, God.
I think you said it succinctly. In fact, I read an article recently, and it was very well written. And he pointed out the socialist Marxist Democrat, my term, not the writer's term in that article, pointed out how at every aspect of the goal for socialism and the Islamification of America that's being pushed by the Democrat Party are all in conflict with, colliding with, undermining, and countering the Ten Commandments, each and every one of the Ten Commandments. I've said something very similar to that before, even on this radio broadcast, of comparing what the Democrats believe and what they're doing and how it collides with the Ten Commandments. One of the things, Kenneth, that that most do not understand, and I've said this before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say it again. Those that are standing for socialism, those that are standing for the Marxist agenda, those that voted for Madame out of the 8.5 million people in New York City, are those carrying high-powered, high-priced credentials from prestigious universities as centers of higher learning. It's not worth the paper it's written on from the standpoint of everyday use. As a result of that, they're angry because that credential will not get them a job making any money. So therefore, they listen to the call of Mandami that we're going to give everybody a free ride, free education, free health care. We're going to set up grocery stores operated by the city of New York. We're going to make everything free, palatable, and affordable. Well, listen, number one, Mandami's never had a real job. The only thing they did that had any productivity whatsoever was doing a rap video that his mother paid for, and it faltered and fell flat of its face with with no value whatsoever. That's his claim to fame, and yet he's now the mayor of New York. What we see taking place, Kenneth, in short, I'll say this and let you go, is the fact that there's an aura of everybody having something free. And that comes out of the mindset of these universities where the socialist, Marxist, communist professors have brainwashed these kids into believing that socialism is better than capitalism, that socialism and communism and Marxism is better than a constitutional republic. And so therefore they're pushing and pridefully pushing for that. And those like Bernie Sanders and AOC and others that's helping to push that movement today, they're claiming that the oligarchs, that's the problem. They're claiming that Trump is the problem. They're claiming that we're going to give everybody something free. And in most part, when you look at around the nation and around the globe, when you see what has taken place over the centuries past, where socialism, Marxism, communism has faltered and fallen and failed every occasion, but this new generation in America say that, in essence, that we can make it successful. Oh yes, it's not been successful before, but we can make it successful, and that simply is not the case at all. And those that are standing for truth, standing against that, are being called El Wackos, if you please. In fact, Christians have been called Christian nationalists because we stand for our nation. Kenneth, you had another question?
Can I ask you? Yes, sir. I'll tell you what. If they really study and look at communism, you know, I don't know. They just, they're stupid. Excuse my language. You are idiots. Should I say it like that?
Well, Kenneth, you use that term, but in the research that I've done, and I've spent thousands and thousands of hours on researching Islam, and out of the two books that I've had the privilege of researching, writing, and publishing, Is Islam Tolerant, 25 chapters, 324 pages, and then The Coming Global Islamic Invasion, the study of Ezekiel 38 and 39. There's no question in my mind, but what we see taking place today is a demonic delusion that these youngsters, and I'm calling them that, the millennial age group, a demonic delusion that they're under, wanting a utopian reign in society, and that has not passed. In fact, one recent person online said that Jesus was a socialist. No, he wasn't. In fact, they tried. By the way, in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira is proof positive they tried socialism and it didn't work. Socialism was tried. It did not work because socialism, even in Acts chapter 5, everybody wanted to sit down and eat at the table. Nobody wanted to go out and do the work. And that's the mindset that destroys right. what would be called the utopian society. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Does every vote count? What do you say? Do you believe that the 2020 election was stolen? President Trump said that we have more than sufficient evidence to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me give you a little up-to-date information. You know the MyPillow guy? He's running for governor in Minnesota. The MyPillow guy was sued for $1 billion by Dominion Software and Dominion Hardware Company that used the ballot box machines to count the ballots and to carry that out in 2020. And because my pillow guy said that the election was stolen and that the machines were rigged, they filed a $1 billion suit against him. Do you find it strange, unusual, that just 1 month ago they dropped this suit? Dropped the suit. Drop the charges. Why? My opinion, it's my opinion only. I'd love to hear if you got a different answer and want to challenge it. My opinion, they dropped the suit because they did not, with the new information that's come out that went burn bags hidden in the FBI offices and the CIA offices as a result of the auto pen Sleepy Joe Biden administration. Those things were to be burned. Somebody did not carry out their job, of which I'm thankful for at that point. But according to the fact that there's new evidence, full evidence that proves it was stolen, and Trump says he's going to reveal it all. As a result of that, and that was happening in the background, Dominion people, which now is under a new name because Dominion Hardware and Software sold out to another company, they dropped the suit. They did not want the facts to come out because Fox News had been sued also. Fox News coughed up $786 million to settle the suit, where they were charged with carrying out the fact that they had talked about the election was stolen, and so Dominion filed suit against Fox. Rather than Fox fighting it, they said, nope, we'll toss in the towel. They're right, we're wrong, wrote a check for $786 million. Now, if it were possible, I'd like to say they need to refund the money back to Fox. Because I believe in the near future we'll discover, based on the new evidence that's been uncovered, facts and figures. In fact, listen, I'll say this and then we'll take our next caller. The fact that in the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrat group, they're saying that all of the courts heard the cases and ruled against Trump. That is absolutely untruthful and not true at all. There was not a case that was filed about the theft of the election that ever got its hearing in the courts. Most of the courts, the judges says, you don't have standing. They never got into the courthouse door. I believe I have Derby on the line. Derby, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
And to me, the issue is not how many Christians vote, but how are the votes counted?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if every single Christian votes, but the Democrats cheat again, as they have done in the past, we're going to lose the election.
Mm-hmm.
Also, most Republicans, members of Congress, even members of Trump's cabinet, cannot publicly say that the 2020 election was stolen. They're afraid to say it. Also, I think that ignorant and stupid people should not be allowed to vote. and those on welfare.
Are you saying there needs to be an aptitude test? Are you saying there should be an aptitude test? I would probably go along with that because I've watched some of the interviews on the streets asking questions to the a lot of the folks that would probably vote. They'd show pictures of the president, pictures of the vice president, pictures of George Washington and Lincoln. It's who is this? Who are these people? What is this? They don't know. In fact, one educated youngster on one of the interviews, one of the prestigious universities, he was as dumb as a rock about anything politically, but he is one that he said he would vote. How do you vote if you don't know what's happening? It's amazing, Derby, of what is taking place, but you're exactly right. There are a lot of folks today that do not vet the candidates. This is the reason I'm trying to impress our listeners, the need for Christians, conservatives, and patriots to vet the candidate, to make the determination how that candidate stands on these issues, and then cast the ballots. That's the only thing that can deliver America, and then having conservative vote counting. And after the top of the hour news derby, I'm going to talk about some of the rulings of the appeals courts that's put us on the right.